Joining me now on Talking Back the Night is renowned accredited dietitian Geraldine Giorgio. Good evening.
Good evening, Christian.
We had a rather confronting chat about the state of my daily diet, and you've prepared with all of your powers and expertise a plan for me going forward, which I've got to say I've started to implement, and it is absolutely terrific. I thought it might have been a little bit on the, well, not the boring side, but on a very, very safe side without too much enjoyment. But you've put together a wonderfully delightful a daily plan for me, and I've got to say that some of the food is very, very enjoyable.
Very, very good. And I sort of set it out for 7 days, so you had no thinking involved.
Mm.
But what day are you up to? I suppose it's Wednesday. Have you had Wednesday night dinner?
Well, I haven't been sticking to it as per each day, so
yep,
I've started it off around Sunday.
Yep.
So I've been about 3 days into it, but there have been a couple of things that I've had to jump altogether by virtue of not being home or spending a lot of time at work. But this first week will be where it will come into being implemented more fully. So we'll report back next week.
Yeah, and I think if we just take home the idea of eating enough protein at each meal is a good start, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, terrific.
Oh, good.
All right. Now, tonight, we're going to discuss something that I think is really well worth raising, given that it has received quite a deal of media coverage in recent times. And I guess it's been in a lot of people's thoughts for quite some time about the state of aged care facilities. What we don't hear about those so often, Geraldine, is this level of nutrition in those particular facilities.
Mm. Well, look, I've spent quite a lot of time in the area of geriatrics and from the hospital setting right through to the nursing home. And it's a minefield, really, because people that are in aged care facilities, if they aren't just presenting to be looked after because they might have dementia or some sort of, you know, self-caring issues, they need to be supervised for 24 hours care, it could be that they need a dietary meal for diabetes, for coronary heart disease, they may need to have a texture-modified diet, they may need to be on thick and fluids. They may need to be on a tube feed even to support their nutrition because they just have the, you know, not the ability to swallow anymore, and they need to support their nutrition. So in a nursing home situation, there are many nutritional needs. And then in my journey with being in nursing homes, and I'm sure I might raise, you know, quite a lot of discussion, is number one for accreditors and accrediting nursing homes is to ensure that it's a healthy home, but to ensure that residents don't lose weight. Have you got any relatives in nursing homes, Christian?
No.
Have you been to one?
Yes.
Yeah, and do you recall, like, they often look forward to the, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner as a highlight of their day.
Yeah.
Because, as you can imagine, they're really trying to keep their, you know, there's something to do sort of, you know, and keep their, you know, quality of life going. So a lot of nursing homes are really facing the challenges of the physical inadequacy of a lot of the patients because of their health situation, meeting cultural food demands. You can imagine there's, like here in Sydney, we have Greek nursing homes, we have Chinese nursing homes. But then also too, the frightening thing is that with the one of the biggest problems is having enough staff to service all these residents, is helping them just to eat three adequate meals to stop this weight loss and malnutrition that we're seeing. But there's a lot of companies that are also working on, you know, providing, especially if anyone's listening, if they've got a relative in a nursing home, really find out what their weight's doing, because they've got to be able to not lose weight, have good skin quality, and also have a good bowel function, because those are the three main things we really worry about, and make sure they're getting their tablets. But a lot of companies like Abbott, for example, they have high-energy, high-protein drinks, and you'll find they might even have what they call a high-energy, high-protein round, and they often give even extra calorie drinks, but for residents that aren't managing adequate oral nutrition. But it's a real minefield, and I think, you know, just raising it on air, you know, talking about if your family member's in a nursing home, really get on to, are they meeting the nutritional requirements? Because there can be things that can be done.
So that may be a thing that people whose parents are about to go into an aged care facility or loved ones can probably pay a little more attention to in the future, if it's a decision that's coming up in your life, as to the type of dietary provisions that are made by that particular facility.
Yeah, and also ask what they have available, because you can also access, you know, if for example, they're the soup and toast grandmother, you know, we know that that's not adequate. And say their dentures aren't fitting all that well, and that might be also a sign of weight loss, and they're not really enjoying that meal that they're being presented. You know, things like stuffed oxygen and all those high protein drinks that can be bought, you know, in-shore drinks. You know, there's a lot on the market these days, but it's really, 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 really important to realise that they are at a huge malnutrition risk in nursing homes, and it's hot on the agenda at the moment to meet nutritional requirements. And let's face it, as you are ageing too, your body doesn't always absorb nutrients properly. So, you know, really look out for them, because then if you do improve their nutrition, then they're less likely to get succumb to flu and colds, pneumonia. And, you know, it will just help with their quality of life for what they have.
Yeah, indeed. You can check out Geraldine's website at designerdiets.com.au. Also, your email address there, Geraldine, if people would like to get in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's geraldine@designerdiets.com.au or info@designerdiets.com.au.
All right. Renowned accredited dietitian Geraldine Giorgio, thanks for your time tonight. We look forward to catching up with you same time next week.
Thanks so much, Christian.